Hello everyone, welcome to tonight's game. I am Anya, I use she, her pronouns, and with me tonight are, please introduce yourselves in the order that you connected. And you are muted, Lowell.
Can you hear me in the other room?
Yeah.
From the depths of hell. So I am Lowell, pronouns he, him, and I'm running Salim, Prophet Zira Andraze, he, him, and I hope that my skill set there does not carry over to my character today. So let's hope.
I am Mark, he, them. I will be playing Peepali, Viper Harmony, here, and I am the brawler slash maverick. Let's talk about mix.
And I'm Shira, I use she, her pronouns, and I am playing Salta, Viper Heavy, Nisholi, sister to Peepali.
And they are pilots because tonight we will be playing the Mega Hack as part of the Open Heart Gaming Calendar. Unfortunately, Matthew couldn't be here with us today, but we are probably making an extra session because this was supposed to be our final session, but we will see about that. So, is everybody ready to get started? So, last time, after the pilots got to the temple in an attempt to salvage the lives of these alien-like creatures, alien-like pilots that you had encountered, you essentially got them into these medpods and started talking with who seemed to be the leader of the survivors. They revealed that, through different interactions and different maps that they showed you, they revealed that they had at some point in history swapped places with Kaiju from a very faraway region of this universe, and that they had actually sort of spliced themselves together with this Kaiju in order to survive these extreme conditions. And now that they, for some reason, relatively unknown to them, came back to what you know as Aurelia, to this planet, they have developed a mass destruction weapon that is essentially sure to destroy both the Kaiju and most, if not all, of the local fauna of the planet, and make the planet habitable for you, as a Kyuku, for the collective, and for the rebels, and essentially every person who lives here. You determine that this weapon can be tweaked, can be repurposed in order for you to use against the collective, because the collective, as you know, has been developing this Kaiju instrumentalization weapons program. And so, with you finding all of this information, sharing it with the rebels, with Madonna and her group, Madonna assisted you in finding the most adequate target for this prototype weapon. And that is where we are heading today. Sam? Changing? Yes, it should be probably explained, but I know why it's not changing in my local camera. Anyway, doesn't matter. As we are heading to the collective research facility. SyncView. There we go. Give me 1 second. So, okay, you are deploying over here on one of the collective's transports. As you are heading to this region, mechanically, I'm going to tell you we are going to be dealing with your trick actors and your retainer knight, which I think we're going to bump for everyone one tick more, to account for Matthew and to account for the people that are with you. That's your retainers and Madonna's team. Mechanically, we are just going to be dealing with the three of you. And as you are getting over here, Madonna will be debriefing you on the information that she has. So please do bump your retainer knight, whatever you have that written down, and... yeah, you need recovery hit points and armor points if you haven't looked at that, is it? And you're after that, yeah. Yeah, you are at full rest. Okay, yeah, so, essentially, as you are heading to this transport to get here at the break of dawn, Madonna approaches you, Salim. Yes. So, Commander, have you checked in your debrief report? And she basically has this thick report that you would have been shared before, detailing the resistance that she knows you can expect, and the basic layout of the facility, which she hasn't visited in person, and of course, you have visited in person, but what you see is a map of the region, essentially coinciding with what you are seeing here. There's a landing strip, there's some hangars around it. You can expect resistance from aerial support, from tactical supports, from some tanks, which you have dealt with before. She also lets you know that there's this facility that where she knows the weapons the Kaiju weaponization project is taking place, but she doesn't have the details of it beyond that it should be an underground facility. And then Francis is the center of the map that I'm sharing with you. She goes through all of this with you, Salim, with the rest of the team, if you invite them all, so she's essentially open for questions. What do you want to do? I must have what we had in the region, it was transportation, so I don't think that will be of much use in this case, but after we defected, we have seen at least one jet engine equipped improvised, I won't say plane, so we can expect some, and looking at Viper Harmony, some missile barrage from the air that I don't expect it to be constant, we don't expect cover capabilities from them.
Sounds good.
Matos tell you that, yeah, that sounds like a very good plan, Commander. I just want to know that Aldi is fairly armored. So, and it stands to reason that the lab where everything is being produced will be the lowest level. So just keep that in mind.
May we recover hit points and armor points?
Sure. Okay. So just to let you know, mechanically the way we're going to be dealing with this, as you can see, it says detonation 1 in 6. The weapon will detonate. 1 in 6 is essentially the chance that it will affect the whole facility. Obviously, if you get to the lowest of the levels, the chance is 6 in 6. You essentially just activate the device and run for it. Otherwise, you are essentially pushing your luck every along the way. So just let me make a note of something, and we will get started. Essentially, you are coming from the east, the very first morning. And essentially, we're going to get started because Madonna isn't a pilot, so she deploys some of her units with you. Your team is, of course, with you as well. And you are starting to get some anti-air fire. So please, everyone, roll mobility for me. Nice. Success! Success! So, are for the enemies, and Harmony after the enemies. So, yeah, Madonna gets some radiance. Commander, I think it's as close as we can get on the air, so brace for impact. Catches up and up on four different carriers, and your units start deploying on the very eastern side of the landing strip as you are getting anti-air fire from all of these turrets on the main building. So Zero, Kevin, what do you want to do at that point? You see is what you see.
Okay, so I think it makes sense to start clearing the things that we can see. So I'm going to do a use action to essentially initiate my attacking array.
Okay.
And then I probably, if I do another use action right away, that would do like a reactor roll, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's still.
Tactics.
Okay.
So then I will pull system
for my target
ray. Yes.
Okay.
Nice. So have
then the fire. Have
I've
done
that
there, and then I will
disable
before my 2 hit.
Give me 1 second, please. But yeah, you do. Okay, now it's my distance reference. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, for sure. So you are targeting the mechanism here. Mm-hmm. Sure, give me 1 second. I'm going to give that up. PC2. So and you are HD3. So you are dealing 1 extra damage and you have a tiny bit advantage. Waiting them, you roll a 4, so you do your damage. It's a group, so you are hitting. So you are hitting. I know I haven't taken my dice out. So, give me 1 second. Here it is. Okay, so please roll your damage.
Okay, that's a D8. I rolled an 8. So that means I get 9 points?
You make 9 points of damage, yes.
Okay. And I will delay to move, but I will move at some point. So, if we can do that.
One counter. Okay, so that's 9 before the start die over here. Okay, yeah. Essentially, you open fire against all of this group of mecha. They seem to take cover whatever they want. But yeah, you have them essentially, I would say, under sort of suppressive fire. Perhaps Zero, what do you want to do? Yep. The armor from you, your Harmony, would not be maybe 1 or 2 steps forward.
Sure. I can. Apparently, I'm the only one in control, so tell me that's where
you would like to be. Yeah, over here, just doing the constant distances.
That sounds perfect.
Reload. Give me 1 second. Because the internet here seems good, but it's the first time that I'm using it to play, so.
Right now, all the eccentricities.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Okay. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, Harmony. They are at far range, which is a normal roll. The target will be inside of the facility. Yes. So you roll your reactor, you can move up to 6 spaces. 4. Okay, you move forward. So he was on you, that was 1 action. That was the free action that you got from him. You still have another action if you want to. For your turn. Yeah. Okay. So as you are moving forward, you see this building. It's largish, sort of 100 meters in diameter. There's this turret, this control turret, control tower coming from on top of it, and a array of turrets that are 100% opening fire on you. And you see this massive door, hangar door, that is, I want to say closing. It wasn't closed. It started closing as soon as you got here. Zero, what do you want to do with the rest of your turn? Okay. Nice. So it's the enemies. Okay. Yeah, Harmony is the closest one. So Harmony is the one. or distant for close. Okay, yeah, so give me 1 second because this is 6 and this is 4. And. Okay, so, Carmi, do step close to the facility. All the turrets are being fired at you. Please roll mobility for me. Yes, these guys, these turrets are HD2, so you will get a -1 to your roll. Okay, yeah, so, you want to make sure I have something right. I can choose. I have to, but I can choose, and I'm choosing to roll the sword die to add extra damage. Yeah. So, I don't know how you get lucky with these rolls. Okay, yeah, so you get only three damage from troops, and I'm going to reveal to you that the turret array downgrades to a D4, to a D6, and it downgrades to a D4. What I think happens is that, yeah, they weren't expecting a front attack, so essentially all the turrets move to you. Maybe they overheat for the round or something, and that's why they downgrade to four. Yeah, they make reason to 1, 2. Army is over here, and yeah, these are commanders. So, closes. Okay, yeah. So, Kevi, please roll system. No, they will know that you have such a good system, so that's what they will do. Yeah, roll system for me, please.
Oh, okay. Oh, let's see here. Then.
Because, yeah, they will know.
Well, I make it so very handily.
Okay, essentially, you see, for starters, you see this group of mecha come at you and start bowling these grenades, flash grenades in your direction. They are ineffective on you, probably because you have your targeting array, and zero, please roll systems for me as well. It was ordinary, yeah. Do this as well, and give me 1 second because they are going to roll there. That as well. Oh my god, that's one. Okay, yeah. Heavy. Okay, you, in the middle of the flashes, in the middle of all the smoke, you take 1 point of damage.
Oh, annoying. Okay, I'm taking damage.
And they're at D6 right now. And zero, you take 4 points of damage. Then from the... Here it is. Let's say. Here it is. Give me what's on. I don't have my roll for this. Here. Okay, yeah, so then the cover tanks, 1, 1, and 2, middle of here, and it will attack. One near or far, 2. Yes, this thing will be. Okay, so 0 for Harmony. I'm going to roll 6. Harmony. Okay, Harmony, please roll mobility for me. See, it didn't make it. Essentially, you see this big, what's the word? Yeah, you see this big bullet come from behind you as 1, 2, and this is 4. Closer, near or far. 1, 2, 3, 4. And please roll mobility again for me. You're in registry. Aim. That will be a 17. You still don't make it. No, you still don't make it. Okay, yeah, so you will take 5 points of damage from the second tank as they approach over you. And Madonna gets comes around you and they say, she says, everyone please race for aerial support in a couple of seconds. As you see this shadow get in range. It won't make damage to you during this round, but it will try to make damage on this round for you. Harmony, it's your turn. Those are the doors, yes. You will, yes. Yeah, you will. There will be 1, 2, the turret, no, the door, yes. I'm going to also let you know, as I was telling you, the door is closing, so you are able to get in the building this round. If you wait for the next round, you will have to blow up the door, which you had done before, so it should be an issue. But if you get in here, you will be able to also open the door for Heavy, Zero, and the rest of the group, because you are on the inside. Okay. You are able to move 4 if you rolled your reactor die, but then you won't have an extraction to attack or to do anything else. So, 2 spaces. Okay. Nice. You can attack. Okay, you climb up on top of the building, and in front of you is the... you go inside of the building, okay. You go inside of the building, and I'm going to... Give me 1 second. Seems. Research facility number 2. Okay, so, you go inside of the building, and I'm going to copy your token code. And essentially what you see are all of these crates in yellow, in orange, sorry. You see all these crates in yellow, and you see two tactical armors in front of you, protecting all of these cargo. In the center, you see the pillar for the tower, for the control tower, and behind you, the doors close. And I'm going to go back to the research facility. So, put 0, we're heavy. We're currently just rushing inside of the facility. You are getting some heavy resistance over here. What do you want to do? 0. And you're rolling with -1 as a bonus. You still miss, yeah? Yeah, you still miss. Yeah, you're in front of this, cover tank. You're probably hitting it just in the thickest of its plating, so essentially makes no damage to it. And as you finish moving, Manander comes, says, everyone, we're getting a strange reading from the northwest side of the facility on the audio sensors. We cannot detect what it is, so just be careful whether it seems like that. Seems big and heavy. And with that, Viper Heavy, what do you want to do?
I'm going to take another shot at this map here, see if I can do some damage to slow it down, and then I'm going to try after Mechanander and just start working towards it. So first thing I can do is roll to attack, and that is just power, right?
Your power, yes.
Yeah, so, okay. Oh, wait, I have to. I always try to re-roll the one that I just re-rolled. So I got 18.
Hey, my lantern power, so, sorry.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yep. So, so I think that I'm just going to move then. I missed, but I moved. Go ahead. Move two, right?
Yep.
I guess that's that.
Here. Yeah. So, currently, from outside of the building, you just start to hear all of these mobile detonations. As for starters, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Close or near, that will only be heavy. Okay, yeah. As the first attack of our tanks opens fire against heavy, heavy, please roll with a D.
Okay, I'll do that. My ability is 15, so.
Can I roll with minus one?
I rolled a 20, so I did a reroll.
Do a reroll, yes.
Yes.
Okay, nice. Essentially, this massive bullet flying at you, and then this chain gun from the second tank opens fire against both of you, heavy zero. Please roll with a D against both of you.
Okay. 14?
14, that'll be 13. That I think you missed. Sorry, yes. Okay, yeah, you're in the open, you are under fire from these two, attacks. What are you doing in order to avoid the damage?
I like the idea that, you know how they use the flash bays? That essentially I throw a big load of flash bays up too, just the same sort of thing, just a bunch of visual noise.
Nice!
So.
Nice, sure. Okay, of course, the tactical armors are following you, so they move their spaces. They go for you, case you were their original target. And roll mobility once again for me, please.
Okay, just keep on doing it, can't do anymore. Oh, 16, that's not good.
16, 15 total, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
So give me 1 second. These are
exactly on my mobility.
Frontier commanders. And essentially, you see this group of mech come at you with their laser access in the very same fashion that you would usually do. And you get, I again made a distinction for my. You get only 4 points of damage.
Okay, alright, that seems like a reasonable amount.
Fortunately, not yet, it's only 4 points of damage.
Okay.
On you, and. You see this plane come right over you. You see that this is not a well-known plane. Essentially, you see it made from the different wings from different helicopters. It's not able to hover above you. It's just coming at you as fast as it can. And there it is.
But we were ready for it.
But you were ready for it. And one final time, please roll mobility for me.
Okay. I definitely didn't make it.
And Professor, please roll mobility for me once again. Okay, so with 4, you see this heavy, essentially, take most of this massive chain gun directly. That will be 6 points of damage, heavy.
That's a little painful.
That is a little painful, yes.
And we have 4 points, but they're just points, right? They can spend instead of your hit points.
Yeah,
right?
Also, some of your abilities, remember that you can spend armor points in order to activate them. I'm not sure if you have one else, but...
No. Yeah, so I'll slice two out there, just take 4 points. So at least you get 3 armor points, and then...
And
4 points, how many points did I take? 6 total. Okay, so,
I'm taking that. Madonna says, expected in a few minutes, Commander. Meanwhile, on the inside... Oh, I didn't copy your turn, sorry. Let me research facility. Viper Harmony. So, Harmony. I'm not sure I'm not able to. No. Okay, yeah, you are essentially over here to the server with the movement that you had left. If you want to reposition your token, again, because you just got in, I was just sort of contextualizing you, so if you want to reposition yourself or something, you are able to. Yeah, it's your turn, that's why I'm asking if you want to reposition yourself. You go in and you see the crates, you see the units. With the movement that you use, nice. Okay, so you see these two units. These two guard units move towards you. 1, 2. I see this. This is a heavy one. And essentially, comes at you with this massive sword. Roll with it for me, please. This is a HD3 unit. And you hear on the open channel. Intruders on the main building. Close the elevators to the lower levels. And all of these alarms start going after you. Over here, and you take 3 points of damage, and resistance for me. Okay, yeah, essentially the room once again fills with smoke as second of the units deploys as grenades. And then it's your turn, Army. Nice, you're healed. Please roll, 1d4. And let me roll there. Okay. And the second one. Where's my mouse? Okay, yeah! That's smash. What else do you want to do? You can go over it, so it'll be the rain, so you are just able to get over them. Okay! And just one final thing, remember that the door is closed now behind you. Heavy zero. The door has closed ahead of you. I'm 100% sure that you lose contact with Harmony as soon as the door is closed. Mm-hmm. And you are surrounded. What do you want to do?
I think that probably the best thing you could do is finish off one of the stuff units. Yes. Oh, yes, sir.
I'm pretty sure you can. Give me 1 second. Present the two close units and push them. And let's say they are in position, the units for 30 because it's close. Yeah, you're able to. Don't you have adaptable? Ag was a 19.
Worst number.
Worst number, yes. I don't need you! I still need you! No! Why does it put zero? Why do you take defense? Yes. Nice. Heavy, brace for it. Brace for it and not cabins. What do you want to do?
I think this is not good. I think I'm just taking one of these units out. So I am going to target array and then shoot. Okay, so let's see here. Target array, in order to do that, I have a test system. Let's see here. So, that's not the one I want here. Let me close this out. Okay. Okay, and then you have to make my reactor roll, which is D8 if I remember correctly. Yep. Roll is fine. And then now I roll my D20. This is my D20. So it gives me a better chance to hit them. D20, please. I get 6, so we're not getting 9, but that means I get. Okay, and so I'm going after that AT2. That's essentially it. And now I roll B. I'm going to make 3 or 2 gets 2 plus 1 on it.
Okay, because you haven't used them, I'm going to remind you about your retainer die, which are the rules for Alex Barnes. Remember that you are able to take one additional action while rolling your reactor die if you roll your retainer die. So that's on top of the two actions that you normally take. When you damage, you are also able to roll your retainer die and add that damage. The reason all of this is it's narrative in the sense that you will describe to me if your reactor die downgrades what's happening with your support units, and also that your retainer die will damage. And you're able to make your retainers take damage for you. So you roll 2 damage right now, but remember that you're able to roll your retainer die if you want to add damage on top of that.
Okay, and that would require, okay, I would like to finish him if that's your hope in that. So since we have to roll a d6 and something magical will happen, if I succeed, if you don't downgrade them.
I'm going to note that, give me 1 second, that if you do enough damage to the armors, you will essentially get rid of half of them right now.
Okay.
The tank, give me 1 second. Okay, the tank I don't think you will be able to get out in a single hit, but it doesn't seem to be as, after Prop Zero getting it directly, you do see some cracks in its armor.
Okay, so I'm going to try to finish, to knock down the HT2 percent. Okay, so I rolled the 2, so to see if I can get more damage, I need to roll my retainer die?
Yes, your retainer die.
Okay, so that was 2, so they downgrade.
Okay. That's
so, the 8 from the retainer, I did take it out.
I think you should be running that 8.
Okay, so now the D6 turns out. So, okay, but then do we get more damage or what?
But what did you roll, Sherry? You rolled a D6 for your retainer, and you should be.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you're right. So I should roll a D8 instead.
Yeah.
That was good. Very good luck for me.
Okay. Go to the front here, commander. To destroy a 8, and I rolled a 8 for this. So, yeah, data from a D6 to a D4 immediately. What damage is from that? Yeah, you take out half of the group. Describe to me how it looks like, please.
I think what it looks like is, I sort of take that step backwards, and I swivel back, and I do the turning right and the shot. Most of it is I'm actually sending the coordinate to your retainers who are further back so that they can get a B on those 3 guys that are right in front. And so I just send them the exact coordinate, they just pump them in, and send their missiles in.
Okay. So, after that, those who are left. Now, before, do I want to roll or die, or don't I want to roll or die? Can affect the targets in range. No, why not? Let's roll for it. Okay, so, heavy zero. From amongst the smoke from all of these rockets that heavy just launched, you see this glowing red laser axis coming at both of you. Please roll mobility for me. Both of you.
Alright.
Okay, nice. Okay, yeah, so essentially you both make it, and you lock weapons with all of them. The hover tank, now I think it's going to get itself between the two of between the building. 1, 2, 1, 2, okay. Yes, that's what's going to do. And please roll mobility for me again. Both of you, yes.
Oh.
And you roll that to me, right?
Yes.
Four. Okay. You're surrounded in bullets, and you're surrounded, which is amazing to me. And since it's 1 movement, 2 movement, and 5. Give me 1 second. That's there. I'm under. One near or far. 1, 2. Yeah, heavy last round, so it will attack 0 this round, the second time. So 0, please run with me. How are you doing it? Okay, yeah, so the 2 tanks take place between you and the facility. And they're not in range of the turrets yet, so they're not attacking, and they will attack next round. But as you're taking on all of this fire, Madonna comes says, come on, did you hear that? And coming from over here, you start hearing this, like this hammer hitting on the hangar door. And then from within, you see this tactical armor climb out of the hangar with this giant mouth similar to the creature that you saw in the temple, the creature that you saw in the temple. It comes out and basically just yells this massive roar, and I'm going to do that. It's able to move 4 spaces per round. And that's 1, 2, 3, 4. And ER 0 or heavy, please roll 1d6 for me. On a 1 or a 2, it's coming after you, but otherwise it's just going to charge straight to the facility after Harmony. It's going to run straight after Harmony. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. And for its second action, the doors are closed. It will need to also destroy the door. I'm also mechanically going to let you know that this creature doesn't really recognize allies from enemies.
That is useful to know.
That is very useful to know, yes. I'm letting you know mechanically well. But yeah, give me 1 second because I'm going to roll the door's HP. Just because I want to. That's 7. And you see the creature take out this, basically bring out its hands, and you see it charging very energy directly from its hands. You make a blast, and the door goes flying, and this happens. And from within the facility, Harmony, you hear on the radio, Madonna scream, what the hell is that? All of your units, focus higher. And all of your support units, go ahead. Madonna says, Isn't your Amadis, it's on your list, Commander. Harmony, you aren't able from your position to see what just happened, but the door just blew off. Open. I'm going to roll for morale for the one second. Yes, that's why Harmony's able to. Okay. Give me one second, because I always forget my numbers. Okay, yeah, so the door blows off. Yes, I think it's a bit distracted by what just happened. It's something that the rest of the group has hidden, and it goes to the door. The door just, they're getting it, they're used to probably, so. Yeah, and it just stands over there, and you see it open fire into the air. The other unit cannot see you because it's because you are hidden. Let me see if it has any way to find you, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't. Not that. It's going to try to recharge. It does recharge its flashbangs. And what I think it's going to do is walk towards the elevator. 1, 2, 3, 4. Harmony, it's your turn. From the debrief that you had with Madonna, she mentioned that she didn't know how far along the program is. This mecha kaiju is, it's big, it's nasty, it's nasty, but this is a production facility, so the chance that there's other units here completed or in production similar to this one, it's non-zero. Okay. Let me... Let me think. Yeah. Okay. So, at the end of the round, what happens is that you start hearing the sound of the elevator Harmony activate. From where you are not able to see who or what activated the elevator, but you are hearing a buzz, kind of a bee buzzing, coming from the elevator shaft. And all of these red alarms change from red within the facility to yellow. The elevator goes to the control tower, it's through the turrets, and everyone goes to the lower levels. So, Zero, Heavy, what do you want to do? Nice. Okay. Please, go ahead and roll your damage, please. And okay, I'm going to set the word closer, so that's 1. So you push it to the HP, you push it towards the building, and to damage. Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay, yeah. For the... essentially, I have to roll the sword, and you essentially get rid of the mecha, of the tactical armor group. What happens when you put them back, Selim? Give me 1 second, because I'm going to let you know something else. Okay, as I was telling Kiwi, it was already damaged or had thinner armor. You dealt 5 points of damage to it to do it with your quake. I'm letting you know that if you do more damage to it, you're getting rid of it. And a way to do more damage to it will be to roll your retainer die. Yeah, get rid of it, and kill you rid of the guard. Who is taking the sword? Okay. And finally, roll 1d6 for me. I want to see the explosion gets rid of the door. On a 1, you get rid of the door, otherwise you have to destroy. Okay, the door seems to handle the last hit. Yeah, you get rid of the second of these units. Heavy, what do you want to do? I'm pretty sure you had already used your targeting already, and that you had a bandage since last round. I'm not sure. Or you did use your target, or you hit last round, I'm not sure. Oh yeah, you need to activate it again, yes. Yeah, roll your damage. Yes! What's that? That's 6 points of damage, and let a note. Okay, you open fire against the tank. It seems to be holding much better than the other one, but this is 106. And I'm going to roll morale for the mecha, because there have been several explosions. It is on target. So that's 1, 2, 3. Research assault number 2. 1, 2, 3. Oh yeah, I think, I forgot this guy was on the other. So it's fine too. It's essentially going to write over it. Since these are two, and you cannot... Give me 1 second, because this situation I haven't seen, and I'm not sure the book covers it. Okay, yeah. They give each other the rest shot. It's not what I was thinking, actually. So, that's... It almost gave me the rest shot. But yeah, I'm going to do it as half damage. So that's 3 and 6. 3 and 6, that's 9. And let me check how much HP this unit has. That's 9. It's still sort of ready. but the creature uses a move at that. It's easy. But anyway, at that point, you see it essentially bashing against this unit. But this unit is going to be 1-2. And I'm pretty sure from being 100% and same mechanic, so this unit is going to get into later. And run inside. But Harmony, what do you want to? Yes, to the cashew as well. Give me 1 second to copy the model. I cannot find where I had written this down, but that's not a problem because I'm for a rest. So see you then, and I will have it in a second.